This is GQDN, a Monday, January 5th, 2026. Welcome back, people. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. That's right, it changed. New year, new code. audibletrial.com/GQ26 for your free credit. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious remixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. But also, if you use the Quest Worthy, it's a product, well, you get some strawberry, and it's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a game that's 70% off, and we got everything that's announced. Well, a lot of things that are announced at CES 2026. Hey, it is that time of year, beginning of the year. And Steam, well, they have more concurrent players than, well, the population of Canada. Hey, true. We'll get into that later. Right now, we get into something that happened over our break. Minecraft. Because PC Games N has two articles on this subject. Because Mojang, the makers of Minecraft, has hired a former Ubisoft executive to be the head of Minecraft. If you don't know Minecraft, there are no mods, there's not a whole lot going on, at least news-wise. For them, that's a good thing. Except for now, the new hire, Katie Scott, is now hired as the developer's head of Minecraft, and she will start next month because she has experience in microtransactions in the Ubisoft titles. So here's what Katie did say in a LinkedIn post, quote, "Even with all that Minecraft has achieved, we still have much more to offer, and my goal will be to support the team as we capture that potential," end quote. Now, because of that, PC Games N came in a couple days later and said that the people are not happy about this hire, because now Mojang has come under fire with the advertising of the Premium Realms Plus service, and the combat enabled for build only, was one of the biggest selling points for Minecraft, and that you are free to play. But now, the advert for the Realms Plus subscription, they call the subsection of the player's base sad and lonely. Now, Minecraft is one of the best survival games out there right now, but the in-game notification did say, quote, "One is the loneliest number." Yeah, that's part of a song, for those who would remember that. But they also said, quote, "Stop playing Realms alone like some sad wanderer trader. Invite your friends. Realms Plus lets up to 10 of your besties join at once, so you can build villages, battle mods, and accidentally set fire to your house." Wait, don't do the last one. End quote. But some people did not like this. In fact, one of the players on Reddit said, "Holy crap, who in the right mind would greenlight this?" End quote. And I was paraphrasing too. Now, the Minecraft Realms cost $4 per month, and the Minecraft Realm Plus cost $8 per month. And the ads do come across as more intensive because, according to PCGamesN.com, they were shaming single players gamers and pushing the paid upgrade. In fact, they did post one dev here where they said, quote, "I have depression and I didn't like the message. I always play alone because Minecraft makes me feel good. This was definitely a bad choice by someone at the company lacking empathy. I don't have friends. Companies need to understand that not everyone has a standard life. Not everyone has family or friends or a girlfriend, boyfriend to support us in difficult times. Displaying a message like that is an offensive and insensitive to us, especially at Christmas, a time where we remember that we are alone," end quote. Now, PC Games N did reach out to Mojang for comment about the advertisement. And as it stands right now, they did not get a response. Now we go on to something that showed up as another thing during our break. Because Engadget.com did say that an old Star Wars game, racing game, the Star Wars Racers Revenge, shot up in price. And that's because a lot of people were throwing that game up on different websites, selling websites, such as eBay, for instance. And people were interested in it because of a bug. And the bug made it possible to inject some new codes into the Sony's console, PlayStation, because the PlayStation 5 is able to load and play the PlayStation 4 discs. Star Wars Racer's Revenge is one of those games, and they were looking for the jailbreak. And the retail releases of the games were the way to execute some exploits and hacks, because the games aren't not directly patched. Now, the PlayStation 4 version, Star Wars Racer's Revenge, was available from $15 to $38. That's where it went on sale originally. Right now, the copies are going for as much as $411 on eBay. Now, Limited Run Games releases old games in limited quantities, just as the name does suggest it, Limited Run Games. So the company only made 8,500 copies of Racer Revenge, and that's according to their own data. So the rarity in the game makes sense, but there is some interest in the PlayStation 5 jailbreak. That's the bug. Now, they did say Eurogamer, so why not talk about Eurogamer? Because they are talking about the Final Fantasy artist, let's see if I can pronounce this right, Toshiyuki Itana, because Itana is leaving Square Enix. Itana was known for the games Final Fantasy IX, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, Final Fantasy XIV, Dawn Trail, and now has left Square Enix. Now, Itana did say that he did decide to leave Square Enix last year after the 25th anniversary of the Final Fantasy series, because he was feeling both, quote, a strong sense of accomplishment, because he felt that it was the right moment to move on, end quote. Now, he is looking to be a freelance illustrator and character designer, because he did learn from some senior freelance illustrators, and also asking the fans to support him moving forward. He did conclude his message by thanking the fans who experienced the work that he did so far. Quote, to everyone who played the games I worked on at Square Enix, and to all of those I had the pleasure of working with over the years, thank you very much. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude, and I sincerely hope for your continued support in the future. End quote. So he will be moving on, as are we, because GamingBolt.com did say that Sonic Racing Crossing, or Crossworlds, will have some things going on this year. Now we're going from one racing game to another, I guess. So, that's what Sega did say. And they will have a free paid crossover characters. They'll be added to the games, like Persona 5 Joker was there, and the pop star Hatsune Miku. So, the creative director of the racing game, Masaru Kobayakawa, I apologize for butchering that name, had an interview with Famitsu, and it did state that the development team had more surprises for Sonic Racing Crossworlds this year. So here's what he said. Quote, we released Sonic Racing Crossworlds in September 2025. Thanks in part to over 30 years of racing game know-how we've accumulated since Sega Rally in the game has been well received by players all over the world. We plan to continue providing service throughout the season in 2026, but we're also prepared many more amazing surprises than at launch. We're aiming to make this year in which we'll surprise everyone. End quote. So what will be there for them? What could they bring? Well, Sega did release some characters from Minecraft, SpongeBob SquarePants, and other things. But Gaming Bolt was thinking about Pac-Man, Mega Man, maybe some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or maybe some Avatar. All of these things could be. We'll keep our eyes on it, definitely. Now we go to the Sports Corner. Because a Dota 2 pro was trying to sell his TI Championship ring, the International Championship ring, on eBay, though he is not desperate for money. That is a Dota 2 pro, Henrik Admiral Bulldog Enberg, and he is selling his International 2013 Championship ring on eBay. And the listing did show up on eBay on Saturday, January 3rd. And the images does show some close-ups of the ring, highlighted the game's logo alongside the alliances, as well as a black velvet box and an internal engraving that reads, Admiral Bulldog. Now the post did read, quote, every team gets rings for the winning the international. If you want a piece of history, this is the one from the Navy versus Alliance Epic Finals. The black material comes off very easily. I had it fixed once, but oil from the fingers gets rid of it easily. It's not a toy to play around with. Some black coating is missing on front, but easy and cheap to fix at a professional jewelry. Comes with the original box, light battery is no longer working, end quote. Now, at the time of the post, the ring's starting price is at $70,000. You can buy it for merely $90,000. There are no bids, but the auction will end Saturday, January 10th at 2 p.m. BST, which is 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we might see the price skyrocket around then. eBay did say that there are 78 people watching this, which means that people do want it. And if you have a question that maybe the posting isn't real, Admiral Bulldog did confirm that the listing is real and is not being sold out of desperation. Further quote, it is just a ring, an awesome ring. I love the ring, but I believe its monetary value exceeds the sentimental value to me, end quote. Now we get to everything that was announced at CES this year. Engadget has got a few things. The Verge has one. So, there's a micro RGB TV. And if you want that, there's no cost to that one yet. But there are some other TVs that did pop up at CES 2026. An 138-inch concept model that Samsung did bring to Las Vegas. Well, I guess there is a price to it because the micro RGB TV, 115 inches, is $30,000. And you can expect the offering of the micro RGB TV in a 55 to 65 and 75 inch sizes. There are also some 85 to 100 inch and 115 inch models on the way. Yep, for that price. They did show off some other TVs as well, including a 4K OLED model that does support some Amazon Photos. And of course, some of these ones just ran on the Fire TV platform along with the Alexa Plus integration. And of course you wouldn't, because I just told it to you. Now, the company did rework the platform's code base as well, and some of the Fire TV OS will deliver some speed boosts of up to 20 to 30%. Google got into that too, along with Samsung and LG, because they put up a robot, and Lego introduced a smart brick, which does have an ASIC chip inside of it, and that is designed to respond in different ways. There's also some earbuds, laptops and desktops, that was NVIDIA, along with LG, and some phones as well. That's where Amazon gets to go a little bit wild, and that includes an Xbox controller. Now we get to the Verge, because this particular Xbox controller has a removable plate to it. So if you want an Xbox customizable controller, there are some ones with some good prices there to them. And that was that at CES there as well. But let's get out of CES. Let's get to some pretty decent stuff. We'll begin this part with Steam. Because Steam, very interestingly, via PCGamesN.com, now has more concurrent players than what there are people in Canada. We're talking about population here. Because Steam did reach the 41 million player mark, almost 42 million. And actually the number is 41,816,052 players. The charge was being led by the people playing Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, and PUBG. Now that is 13.4 million players who are actively gaming and the other 28 million players were browsing the sales, looking through their library or being otherwise occupied with a desktop over the Steam app, but was minimized. And right now, the current population of Canada is 41.6 million. Steam now has more people than Canada. Well, let that sink in. In the meantime, the PlayStation blog did show up in here because they were talking about Code Vein 2. They had a walkthrough and a trailer. Yes, that game's coming up. They showed off some battle options. If you like a fighting RPG, this one might be you. Now, it is for PlayStation, and they do talk about the storyline for the game, too. Code Vein 2 launches on January 30th. The demo will be available on January 23rd. And if you do have a PlayStation, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, there's a game that is now 70% off on the store. Achilles Legends Untold, only for PlayStation, 70% off. The price did drop to $7.49 in a limited time store deal. And that'll be until Thursday, so you have until January 8th to get the game on sale for very cheap. And you know we like to tell you about good deals. Yes, we do. This has been a Dawn Forge production. We are back. Yes, we are. 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.